Welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show.
Jack Del Rio Show.
Your one-hour conversation with the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You're going to be tested. There's going to be adversity. How you persevere says a lot about what you're going to be as a team.
The Jack Del Rio Show is brought to you by Prudential Network Realty, the Jacksonville Transportation Group, Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company, Ticket Exchange, and Community First Credit Union. To talk to the coach, dial 355-NFL-1. That's 355-6351. Or from outside the Jacksonville calling area, dial 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars.
The voice.
Brian Sexton.
Good evening, and welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show here Christmas week. Brian Sexton along with Joe Fortunato, the man responsible for all those clever, witty stingers that you hear each and every week here on the show. I don't ride them, folks. I endure them just like you do. But Joe, he amuses himself with them. And tonight we're going to put him back to his disc jockey roots, spinning the Christmas tunes. Sounds of the season, we call it here on the Jack Del Rio Show. And at some point here in the next few minutes, we expect to be joined by the head coach, Jack Del Rio. This portion of the Jack Del Rio Show is brought to you by Best Buy. Remember to stop by the brand new Best Buy in the St. John's Town Center. I was there Christmas shopping yesterday. It was an absolute zoo. Come to expect it this time of year. First of all, before we start with football, now since we're 4 days removed from the Jaguars' last game against the Colts and still, 5 days in advance of the Jaguars' next test against the Patriots Sunday in Foxborough, Joe. Yeah, that would be you.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Lovely. You?
Good. Got your Christmas shopping done, Joe?
About 90%. Yeah, that's a rarity for me.
Which means you've bought 9/10 of a present since you only have to buy for your lovely wife?
Yeah. Well, I got some other family members.
Okay.
And people, you know, I
just
care about.
Just making sure. You seem a little distracted here this evening. I was wondering if you were thinking about your list.
I'm trying to work here, you know.
Mm-hmm. I can tell.
As the phone's ringing off the hook. Yeah.
All right. The forecast for Sunday in Foxborough is it's muddled. It depends on where you go. I've been to the NOAA site that most people know is NOAA.gov. And it says that it's going to rain on Sunday, and the high is going to be anywhere from 34 to 39.
See, rain stinks. I'd rather it snow. Well, rain's going to be just messy.
They say it will be snowing in Foxborough, but not during the game. I mean, right. It'll be later in the evening when the temperature
drops. You're talking Saturday or Sunday?
Right, I'm talking Saturday. Okay. Let me start over. Saturday when we get there, rain.
Okay.
Rain, high 41, low 30. Sunday.
So just stay in the hotel room, have some hot chocolate.
Sunday, high of about 39. And AccuWeather says no rain. NOAA says 60% chance of precipitation.
I like AccuWeather.
Yeah, I do too. It's going to be cold.
That's all right. Cold's fine.
Just making sure that you are prepared
for
it.
But you know what? If it's raining or if it's snowing or whatever, doesn't that advantage go to the Jaguars?
No, I don't think there's any advantage for the Jaguars in going up there. I mean, it's weather, all that stuff favors them. Jaguars go up, they get a chance to knock them off. That's...
Yeah, but a running game, you know, it's...
Yeah, they run the ball
pretty
well. You're
not going to throw them, that's good.
They run the ball pretty well, too. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. By the way, that is a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday, 1 o'clock, which means for those of you listening in Jacksonville, we'll kick things off at 10 o'clock in the morning with a tailgate show. Pregame show begins at 11, then whistle-to-whistle coverage of the Jaguars and the New England Patriots, followed by the Winn-Dixie postgame show and the scoreboard show. Head coach has made his way into the room. We don't have quite enough time here in this segment, so we'll take a break. And when we come back, we will dive into Sunday's matchup between the Jaguars and the New England Patriots. That and more after we return on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network. Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. Is that Christmas music? Or winter solstice music that was celebrated yesterday?
This is the Yulee High School Kids Choir.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, well, you see what happens? You're gone 1 week, and the music goes to the dogs.
Music was great last week, Coach.
Was it?
Try to get back here. So, a little playful sparring between you and Fred Taylor today. That was kind of fun. If people didn't see it, Fred was talking. And sometimes, you know, I mean, Fred has never been one to shy away from just
Fred
saying.
Fred is a great interview.
Absolutely he is, because he tells you exactly what's on the top of his mind. But anyway, he was asked about the difference between Jacksonville and New England, and he talked about film study and said they do more of it up there. And today you fired back with a nice little blurb. It was nice.
Yeah.
Basically along the lines of, you know, we're trying to instill that in our veteran players. Obviously, Fred wasn't one of those. Fred, I guess, laughed it off. I've been looking forward to this game because although, you know, when he got hurt in October, it took a little bit of the luster off of it because, you know, at this point he's, what, 50-50 to play, although I'd say it's probably stronger than that in his own mind. But Fred's been coming back from an ankle injury and hasn't been on the field since early October.
I think the idea's got to be for the late-season push. I mean, playoff push, late-season games like this.
Because they haven't
this.
Locked anything up yet either.
They haven't locked it up, but they're going to win their division.
Yeah, they should. I mean, when Miami lost last week with two games to play, all they have to do is win one of their final two to lock up their
or anybody else lose.
Yeah, the Jets are 7-7, the Dolphins are 7-7,
right,
and the Bills are out of it. So, and they beat them last week, so it swept them. So they have head to head. So yeah, they are going to win it.
But anyhow, it's a great story of, you know, Fred, an all time great Jaguar,
right,
you know, likely to play against his former team. So I mean that's good stuff.
Sunday, weather should be cold. I was going through the weather report as you walked in. One site says sunny, 40s. Another site says rainy, 30s.
I'd go for the rainy 30s. You go to New England this time of year, it's not going to be.
No.
It's going to be gray.
You'd rather have snow.
It's going to be either snow or rain. I mean,
right.
it's likely snow. It'll be cold enough. And
mutters, I think, is what you called it.
Yeah, we have some mutters.
You got to have your heavy tires on to get ready for that field.
That's right.
You get Tom Brady, different quarterback than Peyton Manning, has been sacked more than Manning has, but one of those guys with great pocket presence. And he just seems to slide in the pocket.
Yeah, he buys time. I mean, they're both great quarterbacks, and you know, one thing about quarterbacks, if you don't touch them at all, it makes it really hard. If they're playing Skelly, they can get red hot and make you look really bad. So I mean, clearly we need to try and hit him. And we'll do a variety of things trying to get that done. But the bottom line is it's tough. It's tough to get done. We're going to have to win some one-on-one battles. And then we're going to have to hold up outside. And so it's going to be a mix. That's what we'll do. But we've got to find a way somehow to disrupt the timing. I mean, you know, that last exposure we had against him when he was nearly perfect.
26 to 28, yeah.
Our guy was nearly perfect in that same game.
David had a big game.
David played great in that game. But,
a couple drops in the end zone.
Yeah, we had a couple drops, but I mean, we played well, and you know, right there in it, and heading into the third quarter, and they pulled away. So they've knocked us out a couple times in the playoffs, and this is one to try and keep our playoff hopes alive.
You know, think about Brady, and I guess it's the same with Manning. Is it doesn't seem to matter who's on the field, whether it's Randy Moss or Wes Welker or you know which tight end, just name them, or running back. I mean, it just seems to distribute the ball so evenly and efficiently to all of them. Now, I mean, there's two guys that catch more balls than everyone else, but if you try to take those guys away, I think in that game up there in New England, if I'm not mistaken, Ben Watson had a couple of touchdown catches.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep Randy Moss out of the end zone, and then Ben Watson beats you.
Right.
And that's the thing about Tom Brady is he's very efficient.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, there's no question about it. It's a good football team. They've got like 12 former Pro Bowl players on their roster. So, I mean, they're loaded with talent.
Yeah.
You know, they're undefeated at home this year, so it's going to be a heck of a challenge. But I really get the sense our guys are excited about going up there and taking on this challenge. So, I feel good about the way the week started, and, hey, we'll go see.
They should be, based on the way that last Thursday, I mean, the way that they went toe-to-toe. mean, I know we're well past that game and people have digested it any number of ways, but 10 lead changes. You'd like to have it have ended at 9 lead changes, obviously, but what a great game.
Great game.
You know, it was a great game to watch.
It was a great showing by the team. It was a great showing by the community. You know, the fans were there in force. It was electric. I mean, it was really a fun night. I mean, other than the final score, everything about it was perfect.
Well, and then you know you're going to have that same sort of, I mean, different, more hostile, obviously, but that same sort of energy in Gillette Stadium on Sunday for right. a Patriots team, like you said, making the late season push. Tom Brady and Randy Moss and Wes Welker, and then you have a team coming up to try to spoil it. And they obviously know, based on the way that you played them there last time, what kind of a game they're going to get.
Yeah, I sure hope so. That's what we need. We need to play really well. It's a good football team. They're not invincible.
No.
I mean, but really nobody is, even the undefeated Colts. Nobody is invincible.
They've had a lot of close scrapes in the course of the season.
But this is a really good football team, and we're going to have to play, you know, better than we have. We're going to have to rush the quarterback and play better pass defense than we have at any time this year if we're going to hold up and win this game.
We can talk about Moss ad infinitum. I mean, the guy is just – his track record – speaks for itself, but the guy that just seems to be so tough to stop is Wes Welker. 109 catches on the season. Hasn't been the end zone guy that Moss has been, but, you know, almost 1,200 yards receiving.
Right.
He's sneaky, deceptive, quick, fast. And a guy who was, you know, overlooked coming out. Miami let him get away in free agency, and then he hooks up with Tom Brady and looks like he's got a Pro Bowl career.
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, if you look at it, what they have as a punt returner, you know, really good punt returner. The guy that's caught 109 balls already with two games to go.
He had 112 last year.
So, I mean, you know, just huge production for him. And that's not the only option because they've got Moss out there, and they've got some other receivers that are capable as well, including the tight ends and Falk coming out of the backfield. So, I mean, this is a good group, and they have a lot of skilled people. And, you know, they're banged up on one side of their line. One side's full of Pro Bowlers, and the other side's a little bit banged up. But it doesn't seem to matter.
The thing about Welker is they use him in the slot, right? I mean, it seems like he gets mismatches because of his quickness.
Yes.
Tough guy to match up with.
Yes.
But you've got some guy, I mean, Gerald Alexander all season long seems to have been up to that challenge.
Well, Gerald on Wes wouldn't be a favorable matchup for us.
Okay.
I mean, he'd get down in there and, you know, be able
knock him over.
Be able to, you know, put a top to him or a side to him, but he's not going to get down there and lock him up one-on-one and take him out of the game.
No, I mean, do you have a favorable matchup for that, or is it a matter of
no.
a bunch of different guys that have to?
No, we don't have a favorable matchup.
Well, there's nobody has it 109 catches.
There are some matchup concerns, which is something I spoke of earlier at the press conference. There are some matchup concerns that they create. And, you know, Wes is one. Randy is one. You know, finding a way to get to Tom without completely exposing yourself as one. So, yeah, there's some matchup concerns. And then that's just on one side of the ball. You know, you go over and you look at each of the three phases, they have some dominant players. And their kicker's had a great year. He's second in the league in touchbacks and second in points. So he's been very strong-legged. Wes is a returner. And then you look on the defensive side, they've got some really good players there as well. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun going up there and shocking the world.
All right, let's grab a couple of quick minutes of commercial timeout. And when we return, we'll take your calls, questions, and comments for the head coach of the Jaguars as the Jaguars get ready to travel to New England and take on the Patriots. Back after this on Jaguars Radio.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children's ear, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, around down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled.
Rolling right along here, Christmas week for you on the Jack Del Rio Show. Jaguars, you working Friday? Christmas is a regular?
No.
No? Holy cow, good for you. You're going to work Christmas Eve, obviously, and the day after. But you had the extra time with the Thursday game, so it gives you a chance to
today's,
take Christmas.
Today's Wednesday.
Hey, you got this off last year, too, didn't you?
Yes.
How'd that work?
That's first two times in 25 years of being in the NFL.
And back-to-back years you get Christmas off.
I told the guys, enjoy it, because it'll never happen again.
Yeah, right. This is like two shooting stars in the same night.
It just doesn't happen.
No, you're right. It really doesn't.
But yeah, we started our work week today. Today was Wednesday for us. Tomorrow will be Thursday. Thursday will be Friday. We'll take Friday off.
Right.
And then Saturday we'll come in, get a light workout, and travel.
You plan to go up there?
Travel to New England.
Good for you guys. Fun week. I mean, obviously, you're in the playoffs.
Great week.
New England coming in. But this is that time of year where it's Christmas and it's football weather. And it just, I mean, I've got to think, we're enjoying the heck out of it. I imagine you guys are as well.
Absolutely love it. Yeah. You know, from Thanksgiving on, this is the best time of year.
Right in the middle of it all. Were you glued to the television on Sunday afternoon?
Not glued. I mean, I watched portions of all three games, you know, different time slots, right. You know, but got up and, you know, went and did, knocked out a little Christmas shopping. And
did you knock a little white ball around the golf course?
No.
Really?
No. I did jump and have to whoop Luke up in some Madden. You know,
how is it that you're, what is it, 14 or 15?
All right, he beat me.
I was just about to say, I couldn't buy that.
All right. All right,
his hand-eye coordination is a little better.
All right, he got me.
All right,
he got me. He does get mad though when I out coach him, throw some coaching on there. You know, just do some things, and he'll. Right. How did you know? And I was like, well,
I've done it before.
Yeah,
25 years in the game. Let's grab a phone call here. Bill joins us from the south side of Jacksonville. Bill, welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show.
Well, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to y'all.
And to you.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
Okay, thank you. You know, see if Joe can get some Andrea Bocelli if you want to hear some beautiful Christmas music.
Oh, you are so right. Do we have any on there? Joe, do you have any on there?
I'll look.
All right, we'll look. Thanks, Bill.
It's my phone.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to, I couldn't feel worse than if my wife had just cheated on me when I read that, the interview in the paper with Taylor talking about it would be a good thing for us to move to, as far as to move to the NFL, Los Angeles would be good for the NFL. Good for Los Angeles, we move there, and then go try to, apply for a job there. And I said, "Darn it, that just hurt my heart to hear him say that." If he plays this Sunday, I think we ought to make sure he doesn't get a single yard on us.
Yeah, Freddie's always just shot it. Exactly how he felt it.
He's never hesitated.
I mean, that must be how he feels. So
I mean, we have to be fair. In the quote, he talked about how it would be bad for Jacksonville. I mean,
he's just pointing out
that for the league, they want a team in Los Angeles, which, I mean, it's been an issue for a decade.
Right.
Actually, longer than that since they left.
Well,
they've
said they're going to have one there. I mean,
right.
I just think Fred took it to that logical conclusion that most people prefer not to go to.
Someone will express some discord about that, and Fred will backtrack on it. I mean, it's just what he does. Fred just gives you his initial gut reaction. What is the term? Oh, he has no filter. There's no filter. With Fred, it just comes right out.
It's kind of refreshing.
I've always enjoyed it. Always enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm not saying I agree or any of that. I'm just saying it's refreshing to kind of just hear. It's kind of what Charles Barkley does when you watch him as a TNT analyst.
Right. Hey, well, that's what he does as a player, too.
Just lets it rip. Just boom. There it is. It's out there.
I wouldn't let it hurt your feelings, Bill. I mean, the guy that you've got running the ball for you right now is 16 touchdowns, leads the NFL.
Well, see, that's the whole thing, is that we loved Fred when he was here.
Right.
And we made a conscious decision to have more Maurice. It wasn't that we didn't like Fred. It just, in fairness to him, in fairness to the football team, there's no way he could be here answering questions every day about, what do you think about Maurice being the guy? What do you think about now being second fiddle after being here, as the leader, the face of the franchise for 10 years, and all those types of questions? It wouldn't have been fair for anybody. It wouldn't have been fair for him, the team, nobody involved, Maurice. And so, we that's really why we made the decision.
You know, the other reason that I think it was a good decision, and now that Fred's gone and we're coming to this week, Maurice, for all of his ability to be a leader in your locker room, was never going to be as long
that's
as Fred
right.
was here. He deferred to Fred, which
out of respect.
Which is a rare commodity in today's NFL with young players who get a lot of money and are brash right out of the gate. Not Maurice. The 3 years that he was here with Fred was the man, Maurice was never going to express himself.
That is, you're hitting on something there, and that's also part of it because
right.
we wanted Maurice to be able to be that because he is a real champion. I mean, he is in everything he does. And, and so it was time. It's his time.
Yeah.
That's all. And it's... and Fred had a great run here, and, hopefully he gets done in New England what he set out to do to finish his career the way he wants
to. Jim Brown.
Yeah, and that's what he's after. And
then come back here and retire as a Jaguar.
That's
which
right.
Which is where he belongs.
That's right.
And then, meantime, by the way, what do you suppose the odds are that this week Maurice is leading the film session just a little bit longer than maybe it has been in the past? Maybe an extra hour.
No, I think
those comments.
I think our guys have been doing that. We've actually, you know, demanded more, continue to demand, and I think you've seen more efforts like that, like with Reggie Hayward starting the year, having guys at his house on Thursday night. And I just think you've seen more of that. So, you know, David Garrard and McCown here on Tuesdays, and they spend 5-6 hours on Tuesdays going through film. I mean, there's been more of that. So, and that's something that we've kind of pressed for, and so maybe Fred's just not aware of that.
He's probably getting a text message from
that.
Maurice.
I appreciate that.
He does give you the opportunity to share the story. All right, we'll take a break. More to come with the head coach of the Jaguars. Christmas week here on the Jack Del Rio Show on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight
I brought the Harry Connick in for you, knowing your fondness for the city of New Orleans and the Christmas season. Figured this one would get you going.
Good stuff.
Oh, Connick has got a great Christmas album. Hey, by the way, speaking of former cities where you've played and lived, Minneapolis, going to get hammered this week with snow. They're expecting 22 inches of snow between tonight and Christmas morning.
Poof.
2 feet.
That's a lot.
That's an awful lot of snow.
Get dumped down all at once. Well, the thing about that snow is it'll be swept away, stacked up,
yep,
and it'll be there till like March.
They're good at it.
I mean, they but I'm just it. Saying it doesn't, you know, because it's cold up there this time of year.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't go anywhere.
That snow will be piled up in some shopping mall parking lot.
Right.
And it'll be piled up to the rooftops.
Yeah.
And it'll be there until March.
Which point, they don't have to worry about drought. That's why they have 10,000 lakes up there. It's some place for all the snow to go. Did you see any of the pictures last night on Monday Night Football of them removing the snow during the Sunday afternoon because they played Monday Night Football? Holy cow.
Yeah.
25 million pounds of snow. I'd love a little of that on Sunday. A reprise.
No,
it'd 2003.
It'd be great. We're going to get
the
snow.
The hatless game.
We're going to get snow.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think the forecast will change?
Oh, yeah. It's way too far out.
It's only 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
All right. Optimism.
We'll get great. Well, we're going to get gray. I mean, are we going to get a heavy snow? Maybe not. We're going to get gray skies.
Just a little snow.
We're going to get some flakes coming down somehow.
I'm optimistic. One of these last two games, at least.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland, you get that lake effect. get dumped on.
That's a machine.
Right.
Take it, though. We'll take it. 355-NFL-1. Speaking of take it, we'll take Parker from Mandarin up next on the Jack Del Rio Show. Hello, Parker.
Christmas to both of you.
And to you.
Quick question. Two quick questions. One, on defense, what is the plan to try to get, I guess it's most crucial to get some pressure on Brady?
Yep. That is. I can't go into specifics, obviously, on the show. But, you know, clearly we've got to do something to disrupt them. And there's several you know, ways you can go about it. You can bring more than they can block. And then you've just got to be able to tackle and not let the ball go over the top. Okay, you can bring something they may be able to block, but do it in an overload fashion and still have some semblance of coverage. All right, you can drop and drop your normal seven and just get your have your rush win one-on-one, which is the most popular way in the league if you're trying to play pass defense against a really good quarterback and still get a rush. Or you can drop more and rush less and flood the passing lanes and not allow the quick pass. So, you know, there are like 4 or 5 different things that you can do defensively. It's going to be a mix of all of that. I mean, that's what it is. That's what you have to do. I mean, you can't just sit and do one thing all day. So we're gonna, you know, we'll have a plan. We'll be ready. I mean, you know, I think when you look, if you really look at the last time we played these guys, excuse me, in that playoff game, if we had just tackled a little better, it would have been a far different result.
Right.
And we didn't. And so you get a chance, you got to go out, you got to play better. We played in Arizona earlier this year, and you know, people were saying, why don't you blitz more? And we had 2-3 guys coming free at the quarterback all day. But when he throws it quick, you've got to tackle. And if you do that and they punt, then they'll start holding it a little longer to let the routes develop. So it goes hand in hand. That's team defense. We've got to play really good team defense to have a shot this weekend.
355-NFL-1. Parker, we sure appreciate it. 355-6351 if you'd like to talk to the head coach of the Jaguars. How do they use their running game? I mean, no one really has dominant numbers. Lawrence Maroney has 9 touchdowns.
Well, they're a little different. They're built to be able to do whatever they want against whichever opponent they're facing. So there'll be games. Last week they played Buffalo, who has not been strong against a run, and they ran it like 40 times.
Okay,
they'll go into a game. They played Minnesota last year. I think it was last year. Might have been the year before. Minnesota was really good against the run. They threw it 60 times. They didn't even run it. So
there was last year.
They'll do whatever they think they can do well, and they'll do that all day. And that's just been, you know, Bill's approach with their team. So I mean, they'll do that defensively. They'll have automatics that they do against different personnel groupings that they're going to take away what you like to do and make you do something else. So I think they do a nice job of that.
355-NFL-1. One more call, then our next break. Let's grab Brian. Actually, let's take a break real quick. We've come up against the end of the hour or the end of this segment. So, Brian, hold on with us. We'll get back with you with more of the Jack Del Rio Show after this on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1. Or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. When you're looking for department store style this week during your Christmas shopping and you want discount prices, look no further than your neighborhood Stein Mart. 7 Jacksonville locations. Stein Mart, once you go, you get it. And as promised, we're getting to Brian out in Ponte Vedra Beach. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Coach.
Good evening.
Well, I'm someplace else right now, actually. My phone is being routed, but
gotcha.
It's morning where I am. I have a link to the show.
Where are you?
I'm in Bonaire.
Where?
Bonaire.
Where's Bonaire?
It's in the Netherlands Antilles.
The Antilles, okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Anyway, let me get to my point. I don't want to take up too much airtime. You know, a lot of people have been whining about this and that, about the Jaguars moving and stuff. Well, I'll tell you what. This last week, coming up with Indy, the team and the community came together. They filled the seats, and that needs to happen on an ongoing basis, irregardless of who's playing. You know, if you love football, you know, you go to watch football. It doesn't matter who's playing. You love football. And it just so happens that the Jaguars are here right now at this time, in Jacksonville. But if the Jaguars move to Los Angeles, which has been a dying market for years, I can't see them stabilizing or getting any benefit of having a team like the Jaguars, which are going to be great in a couple of years, if people just sit tight and be patient. Coach has done a great job with them, and I hope his contract is extended because he's done a great job there. And anyway, I'll take your response off
hold
the
on,
air.
Hold on. I'm looking at the Netherlands, the Lesser Antilles in Bonaire.
Yes, sir.
It's off the coast of Venezuela, right?
Yes.
Well, how can it be morning there?
It is morning.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I mean,
it.
He's there.
Well, Bonaire takes morning as being anything after 10 o'clock. So anything after that, your time is 1 o'clock our time.
All right.
It's west of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's in the ABC Islands. You have Carousel, yeah. Aruba, and Bonaire.
Just a little geography lesson for everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
I'm just confused because it's west of Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is only an hour ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's everything is slower down here right now.
Well, I imagine.
I stay about 3 months out of the year here, diving and fishing and things like that. But it's a beautiful place. If anyone out there listening has a chance to go there, they really should visit the location.
All right. Hey, 3 months a year down there. You need to come back here and buy a luxury suite, pal.
That's right. I appreciate you taking the time and calling in since you're on vacation enjoying yourself. So,
well, you know,
thanks for the call.
I Googled it, right? I mean, the miracle that is Google, and it's you know a little island in the middle of blue, and I'm coming out thinking it's going to be way over by Australia.
So is the weather perfect down there right now?
I'm going to have to look it up during the next break, but I'm telling you,
we gotta
Bonaire is off the coast of Venezuela, which is a dangerous place to be these days. But that's political. We'll stay away from that. 355-NFL-1.
Well, so anyway. That's a good call. I mean,
it's a great call.
Appreciate the call. I mean, you know, guy's calling in. He's got passion about the Jags. We are doing good things here. Now, he was trying to get me an extension. I do have an extension, so I don't need an extension. We've got the contract's not an issue. It's just a matter of us, you know, having another tremendous draft like Gene put together this past year. Have another tremendous draft and build this thing going forward. That's where we are.
By the way, you have 16 rookies on your roster.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Hey, tell me real quick about Zach Potter.
Okay, so let me just tell you this. All right, we'll get to Zach in 1 second. So today they asked me, are all your rookies, like you've had them so long, are they no longer rookies? And I'm like, well, that would apply to maybe Eben, Eugene.
Derek Cox
and Terrence Knight. And those four, because they played all year. I mean, this is week 15 for them, you know, and they've been playing. So you could remove the rookie status, although, right, you know, they technically they are. But look, some of these guys that we just got added again, I mean, you know, like the Zach Potters and some of these guys, Brock Bolins, those guys are rookies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they are just now cutting their teeth.
And Bolin's playing.
Oh, yeah.
He has to.
They're all playing.
Yeah. Potter was a defensive end at Nebraska.
Yes.
And I guess I had not followed him, you know, making the move to tight end on your practice squad. 6'7", 280. Gene talked about him a little bit last night on Jaguars All Access. Thoughts on him? Big guy, very intelligent. Can he play tight end?
Well, he can. He's Mike Tice has done a great job bringing along that group. I mean, if you look at what he's done, you know. Oh, yeah. Well, now, Marchetti's obviously is playing great football. He should. He was taken high. But Mike has brought that out of him. Now, you look at Zach Miller, you look at Zach Potter, and then Ernest Wolford. And so he's taken a former quarterback, a former wide receiver, and a former defensive end. And those are our three backup tight ends. And they're all coming on. I mean, they're all making progress and getting better. And so I think he's done a great job with that group. And so I do believe that Zach Potter is a big physical guy that will end up being a point of attack guy that will pave the way to some, you know, so he'll do a nice job. I mean, he's a big guy that can move some people. And
like to have that with the way you like to run the ball, too.
Well, you know, other than Mercedes, we don't have a real hammer like that.
Yep. We need a break. We'll come back with more with Jack Del Rio. After this quick timeout, you're listening to the Jack Del Rio Show on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Well, Winn-Dixie has everything you need for holiday entertaining. Check out their fully cooked turkey and ham dinners this Christmas. Winn-Dixie, fresh checked every day. 82 and sunny in Bonaire. But our friend Brian from Ponte Vedra via Bonaire is just a little confused when it comes to the time of day. Because in Bonaire right now, it's 10 minutes until, no, it's they're ahead an hour. It's 10 minutes until 8. Just saying.
You can't let it go.
Well, no, I just want people to understand.
He probably just slipped up and said good morning when he meant good evening.
You don't think maybe he's been sitting on the boat all day, do you?
Or maybe.
In the sun with some suds.
Maybe he had a few
some pops. Cool waves and a tasty bud.
That could be it.
Just saying. There could be kids listening. Want them to understand the geography of the Western Hemisphere.
But you can't let it go.
No,
you're like a bulldog.
Go.
Just let it go, man.
355-NFL-1. I'm trying. Bill joins us from the South Side. It is the holiday season. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you all?
Good.
Wanted to, I'm really proud of the way the Jaguars played on Sunday. And it stood out. And it was, I think everybody in the city was really proud. And I wanted to, the only thing that was distracting, and I am a Gator fan, but I was really disappointed in Reggie Nelson's play. The way he bumped people, and the gentleman went on for a touchdown, then he could have, trying to knock the ball out of Reggie Wayne's hands, you know, why not tackle him? And there was a third time. These were obvious times, but I just thought his tackling was way offline and really cost us. And I just wanted your opinion on that, too.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. He had a bad night. I mean, he knows that. I think you know, what we expect of our guys, and that it's not just him, but it's all of our guys, is if you have good days, you build on them. If you have bad days, you bounce back from them, and you find a way to go out and improve your play and find ways to help the team win. And so, you know, we just need, you know, anybody that doesn't play well, we need them to bounce back. And so we're going to need everybody as we go through this season. It's a long year. We're sitting here with 2 weeks left in our season, and we're right in the thick of it. We've got a shot going into New England against a really good football team, and we're very much alive with Christmas right around the corner. And so, you know, we just want to find a way to maximize what we can out of each other every day. And, you know, and we're going to need Reggie to play better down the stretch here, and that point's been made. So I appreciate it. I mean, I think there were some obvious errors there, and he knows that, and we move forward.
All right. And with that, we have to move forward to our final break, and we know you have a meeting to get ready for. Merry Christmas, Coach.
Thank you. Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
For your time. And we'll be back to wrap up the Jack Del Rio Show after this on Jaguars Radio. All right, back to wrap things up here on the Jack Del Rio Show. Jaguars, Patriots, 1 o'clock kickoff. Coach was not saying, obviously, you know, we had a bunch of calls about Reggie Nelson here at the end of the show. And, you know, when you look at the safeties, remember now, the Jaguars have spent a lot of time and probably a fair bit of money trying to shore up that position this year. And yet, when you look at the safeties that they have available to them on Sunday, right? Gerald Alexander, Sean Constantine, clearly, those are strong safeties. You got Reggie Nelson and Anthony Smith. I don't know enough about Courtney Green. All he's played is special teams. Smith, at least, has been around with the Steelers and the Rams over the years. I mean, I suppose you could try and do something drastic if you wanted to move Rasheen back to free safety, where he hasn't been since the first 6 weeks of his rookie season. But you've got Randy Moss on the field, and Rasheen is going to get the call to either put his jersey across from Randy Moss or maybe Wes Welker, depending on how they choose to go strategically. So they're going to need Reggie Nelson on the field. They're going to have to fix that problem in the offseason. It's confounding. It really is. And lots of Gator fans have said this week, I'm a Gator fan, but, hey, forget the Gator fan stuff. You know, I hear Seminoles fans were unhappy with Reggie Nelson also. And Bulldog fans, doesn't matter where the kid went to school. Tremendous athlete. That has never been in question. What's been in question is if he could adapt from the college game to the NFL, and clearly he has not. You know, and I look, staying deep is one thing, which he did not do against that pass that turned into the game-winning touchdown. But the thought that got me was that Reggie Nelson at 200-plus pounds, I mean maybe 200-plus pounds, right at 200, is going to put his shoulder into a 6'3", 250-pound tight end and knock into the ground? No. That doesn't happen. You don't do that in this league. That's form tackling. You've got to do it. We've learned one thing about Reggie this year. He's not a great tackler. His cover skills, though, are going to be needed on Sunday. Jaguars are going to have him on the field at some point if they're going to keep Tom Brady from doing what he did last time, completing 26 of 28. Merry Christmas, everybody, from all of us here at the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network. Good night.
This has been the Jack Del Rio Show, brought to you by Prudential Network Realty, the Jacksonville Transportation Group, Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company, Ticket Exchange, and Community First Credit Union. Join us again next Tuesday night at 6 for your chance to talk to the head coach. The Jack Del Rio Show is a presentation of the WOKV Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network.